I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to the Rugby Dungeon. Thank you for listening, thank you for subscribing, and of course, thank you for leaving me all those iTunes reviews. Massively important, and allows me to continue doing this podcast, which I love doing, and hopefully you also enjoy. So no matter what you're doing, how important it is, go leave me an iTunes review right now. Today's chat is with England flanker Tom Curry. Tom has already represented his country, he continues to do good things in the Premiership, yet he's only 19 years old. The single most impressive 19-year-old you're ever likely to meet. Having said that, I've not met his brother Ben yet, so I'll hold fire on that final decision. We do this interview at the Sail Sharks training ground in Carrington. All the noise you can hear in the background is their chef, Neil, doing his very important work. So here you go, this is Tom Curry. And you're listening to the Rugby Dungeon. Hope you enjoy the interview. Well, I'm delighted to be joined by Tom Curry. How are you, Tom?
Yeah, good, thank you. And you?
Well, thanks. Now, I'm looking at you. You've got your hoodie on. And you've only got one arm showing. Tell me about what is going on with you.
So unfortunately, before the Argentina game, just dislocated the bone in my wrist and ruptured two ligaments. So what we originally thought would be a 3 month has turned into a bit of a 4 or 5 monther.
Mm. So hang on, you say before the so this is a pre-existing injury. Did you redo it?
No, it wasn't pre. I sprained a ligament in my wrist.
Yeah.
About 4 or 5 weeks prior to it, but that survived the injury. It's just, I think it's another coincidental. It's quite a violent injury, so it's just a coincidental. I think it would have happened anyway.
Yeah, so you're currently recovering from that. When do we think we're going to see you again on the field?
Fingers crossed March, like 4 to 5 months. Not 45, 4 to 5 months.
4 to 5 months would be quite some time away from the game.
Yeah, four months or a sail 4 months, probably 3 months.
Yeah.
Get you back early, but no, hopefully March is the plan.
So what are the options available to you at the moment? Obviously you're injured, all the boys are away at Man City, but running about. How do you keep yourself in shape?
Just a lot of legs. You know, I can still do upper body stuff today, so I've got these things that I can attach to my arm, and I can still do these little clips and harnesses that I can attach and just do a bit of pulling, so I can get my back, chest, and stuff like shoulders, stuff like that.
You're not worried about showing up to match day looking like Rafa Nadal with one massive arm?
No, they're both going equally skinny at the minute, so getting a lot of grief for that. But yeah, no, I can keep the weight on, and I can do a lot of legs. Like I can, you know, what you can't do before, like during a game, you probably couldn't do a hamstring, like a pure hamstring session, which I can finally do more, so it's helping with the injury prevention. I'm able to get quicker. I can still improve, so I'm quite happy.
Now, obviously everyone knows you from rugby, but happens to be last week I was out with a guy that which sort of knows you and tells me you were a rather good cricketer.
No, I didn't really get the chance to. The first season I was out with a knee injury. Mm. And then, I got a good chance to have my last year of school being coached by him. So, yeah, no, all right, I wouldn't say I was a specialist fielder, probably.
The guy's out with ex-England cricketer Mal Roy, just to paint a picture there for the listeners. Apparently, he said you should lay off the weight so you can concentrate on your cricket. I bet you gutted you didn't do that now.
Yeah, I'd probably be a bit less injured if I carried on with cricket. I probably couldn't turn my arm over as quick as I'd like to be honest. But I muscled the ball around with the bat and hopefully it probably wasn't the best.
So you must have been a bit of a sportsman. back in school?
Yeah, we started early. No, our family is pretty sporty anyway, with our cousins and uncle. But yeah, we've always been encouraged with our parents to do all the sports we can.
Yeah.
Not only because it's beneficial to rugby, the hand eye, and football as well, but just as a healthy lifestyle anyway. So yeah, we've always been involved since, I think, we started rugby when we were four or something.
Really?
Yeah.
I take it you're from a rugby family then?
Yeah, so cousins, who was at Saints, is now at Worcester. Sam Oliver.
Oh really? Is that your cousin?
Yeah, and then John's our uncle. John Oliver. Mum's side.
Yeah. So they're from like a rather long line of Northampton players whose dads also played at Northampton.
Yeah.
Because of course you've got Malinder there, you've got, let's not mention him too much today, Malinder there, you've got Grayson there, I'm sure there's another one knocking around. And Oliver, of course, who's now at Worcester.
Yeah, I think he's enjoying himself at Worcester now, a different opportunity, so yeah.
Where did your dad play?
He dabbled around at Wasps. And then yeah, just around the London area,
and that's where you're originally from.
Yeah, we were born there, and then came up when we were seven, and we've been sailed pretty much since.
Now, when you say sail ever since, you were at FC for a little while.
Yeah, I can't remember. I think it was around 10-ish games before we started with Sharks.
So, where's your original club then?
We started in London Grasshoppers, which was like when we started when we were four to when obviously we left, and then we pretty much signed straight to Crewe Nantwich.
Yeah, I've had some good tussles with
who was that for?
With Broughton Park, more recently Tock H.
Don't remember.
Disby Rugby Club.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You played against Broughton Park then?
Yeah, I recognise Broughton Park. Yeah.
Well, Broughton Park and Sale. Both in this coronation and in the amateur days, apparently were pretty fierce rivals.
Really?
Yeah, and whereas like Sale obviously have, well, as you can see, everyone here, Broughton Park have obviously stayed in the amateur era, about level 8 now. But yeah, they used to have a real fierce rivalry. I think at one point they were even thinking of combining the teams for the professional age.
Okay. Well, that would have been the Sharks, and they were probably the Sharks.
No, do you know why the... Actually, here's a bit of trivia for you. Do you know why the Sharks are called the Sharks?
No, I just thought because it's the game best.
Okay, I'll give you a clue. Do you know why the Jets are called the Jets?
Oh, I do, but I've forgotten.
So Sale Sharks and Sale Jets... well, the Jets and Sharks were the two rival gangs in West Side Story.
Which one's that?
It's the musical West Side Story, and apparently one of the players' wives was quite into the West Side Story play, so they named them Jets and Sharks.
Oh, fair enough.
And it's stuck as Jets and Sharks ever since.
It's a pretty good story, don't
it? Yeah, there you go, you see. You learn something every day. How is this season compared to last season? Because, of course, you've got so many new players coming in.
Yeah, there's definitely it's a bit of a cliche, but there's definitely a new feel around the place, especially at the start. You feel like when you've got the likes of O'Connor, Fata Clerk, John O'Ross coming in, you've got a lot more knowledge and expertise that bring your way, and there's a freshness that they bring.
Yeah.
Which is quite exciting, especially when you've got long days and you've got Faf sprinting out and jumping and everything.
He is the keenest man I've ever seen. He's amazing, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's just a ball of energy.
So there's definitely a fresh feel about the place than we probably did have last year. But yeah, no, it's brilliant.
This is more for listeners, but if you ever get the chance to watch Faf either play a game, which is very, very good, but if you're lucky enough and watch him train, it's the same intensity from the time he walks out until the time he finishes. And he's one of, if not the most exciting player that I think I've ever seen.
Yeah, you should probably see him in the change rooms then beforehand, or in the gym. He's lively everywhere, but yeah, no, he's a brilliant personality to have around. Especially in cold Manchester days like this.
Well, I'm amazed that, you know, the boys that you've got, O'Connor and Faf, have done so well, especially when it's getting so cold, because, you know, particularly O'Connor, he's from the bloody cold coast.
Well, you see Ryan, he's always in like the big sail puffer jacket. I don't think he takes it off. But no, I think they're enjoying it. I saw Faf and Rowan went to Snake Pass and went to see the snow when it first.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, so I think, to be fair, I think they'll enjoy it. I'm not sure, they probably won't enjoy the cold, but I'm pretty sure the snow is a new experience for them.
Mm. Tell you what, it's hell of a coup for the club to bring in a guy like Roan, because this is no exaggeration. He's probably one of the best young centres in the world. Probably one of the top five prospects at 12. Certainly,
certainly the biggest legs. Anyway,
he's enormous,
huge. Brilliant. It's brilliant for the club. Great for people, the young guys to learn off as well. And he brings another. He brings the expertise that. Sale are looking for, so it's all brilliant.
So you came off a pretty successful summer, we'll talk about that in a second, and you are where you are now. Are you happy with your with your progression?
At any stage of your career, to get an international cap, you're always going to be very happy. Obviously, like, we set our goals at the start of the season and we've kind of surpassed them, we weren't really expecting it. Happy, but you know, just keep on improving. You can't really settle at all, especially with the way the England side is going at the minute. We've got a lot of competition. Obviously I'm going to be happy, but you can never settle.
So when you came back from England, you know, it then dawns on you there's a bloody tough season coming up. How do you go about setting your goals? What are you looking to improve on?
When it's such a tough season, you don't really want to set too long term. You don't want to be focusing on the end of the season, because obviously everything goes much slower. So I try and do almost work day to day, week by week, just working and improving, because as long as you're improving, you're going to get better, and that's all you can do, really.
And what is the aspect of your game that you really want to improve? What do you want to be the best at?
Right now, what I'm focusing right now is to improve my acceleration.
Really?
Yeah, well, it's one of the only things I can do, so I'm doing a lot of hamstrings, doing a lot of core sprint mechanics, just so I can... Because it's a brilliant opportunity that you probably wouldn't get when you're in a game week. So it's about making the most of it. You know, I can't really smash my upper body as much as I'd like to. But, acceleration is definitely key.
This is a geeky question, but how do you go about measuring that? I mean, what is the process of knowing, well, I was here and I was here, and what are you looking to, you know, what is the measurable that you're looking to get to?
We do a few sprint tests in terms of times, but, you know, I was probably just going feeling. Like, if I'm feeling good, it's good. I feel quicker. Right now, I do feel a lot better. I feel like my hamstrings and everything's getting stronger. So, as soon as I'm able to start running, which will be once I get the cast off and the metal out, it'll just be more of a feel thing.
Now, give me an equivalent of who you are roughly as fast as.
Oh god!
Or faster.
Probably Ben is probably a pretty good equivalent, isn't it?
You can't use Ben. I'm not having that.
I don't really know. You don't really get the opportunity to try and. I don't know.
You must have hunted down James O'Connor or, you know, pulled down Mike Haley or something. I'm not having it.
It's been so long ago since I've bloody trained, hasn't it? I've been injured. I don't know, because you don't really get, like, sometimes. Yeah. Someone will outpace you because I don't know. It's a tough one. I can't answer that.
All right, so let's just go back to the summer. I want to know what you were doing when you found out that you were called up to the England squad.
Is this to play or just in the squad?
Just in the squad. Because I imagine that's the...
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bigger shock, actually. You saw me.
Probably play. It's definitely a big shock. Like, you don't. It's obviously a childhood dream to be playing. So it's probably a massive shock. But no, it's quite nice in terms of, I just woke up out of bed, And Ben got a call from the commercial guy, and just like, obviously he spoke to Ben and Benny, and then he just passed me the phone. I just woke up and found out in bed. Because we find out with everyone else.
Yeah.
Or basically maybe an hour ahead if you're lucky.
Who makes the phone call then? Who was the guy you spoke to?
The commercial guy, Sale.
Right, they tell Sale and they tell
yes.
you?
Yes, yeah.
Oh, I didn't realise that. I thought it would come straight from...
No, we find out... He gives everyone a call afterwards, but we find out basically with everyone else.
So when was your first contact with Eddie Jones?
It was in the afternoon.
Yeah.
He was just saying like what he expects and everything, so...
And what do you... reading between the lines, because he is a cryptic kind of guy, what do you think he expects from yourself?
We got selected for a reason, just to be yourself, really. You want to improve every day, mm-hmm. and I think it's just a nature of just wanting to be the best you can be. And if you have that, you'll improve and you'll eventually get there. So I think he's when he's looking for a player, a lot of it's about attitude. So you know, I think just by improving every day, you'll make the team better and you'll also make yourself better.
And is that England camp as intense as people make out? Because it's almost. Oh. Like, you work harder in England camp than you do in the game.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Probably it's made out to be a bit softer than it actually is. Like, it's something else. Again, it's the same thing, you know. When your training is harder, the game will be easier, and that's when you start winning. That's when you start winning games. And when you're fitter, you're better skilled, and you've got better mental agility and mental strength.
That's an interesting one.
Yeah, so I think it's a brilliant experience to be in. And you do feel like when you finish it, obviously you're knackered, but you do feel a better person.
How old are you now?
19.
Bloody hell, 19, okay. So it must have been bizarre walking into the England changing room, particularly for the game. And at that time, did the enormity of what you were doing kind of sink in?
I kind of tried to like put it aside, because at the end of the day, it is just it's a rugby game and you want to perform. Because obviously you want to stay in the team, and there's no point like being a fan about it. You know, you're there for a job, you're there to do a job, and if you don't do that job, the team won't be in its best position. So you've got to kind of set it aside and be the best you can be, not only for yourself but for the team, so we can win. So just move the fanboy stuff, and it was just another game, really. But no, it was obviously
because I was talking to another player who was on a tour. Wasn't on tour, but was in camp before they flew out. And it was quite cool because the only text that I got from him, I said, how's it going, is what's happening? ! So, you know, I guess everyone deals with it slightly differently. It's very interesting that you kind of, this is my job, I've got to go out there and perform.
Yeah, as long as the team's got to win, so you can't really.
How is Argentina for a tour location?
Oh, I loved it. Really nice. Massively different experience, especially when we stay in Buenos Aires. It's totally different to what you've had before. Really nice. The only thing we really got to do is in the second week, the people who weren't involved in the game went to a prison because I think they set up a local. It's like a charity sort of thing to help the prisoners stop reoffending through rugby.
Really?
And we got a few kisses and everything like that, but that was a brilliant experience in itself.
Do you know what? I think the guy who set up that charity actually won an award in the World Rugby Awards last...
I wouldn't be surprised.
Last week.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I'm sure they... two weeks ago. Yeah, I'm absolutely certain.
It reduced the reoffending massively. It was like above 50-60%, and then it's down to like 5 or something.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. Don't quote me on the figures, but it was something like that.
Yeah, the Curry Boys, expert at rugby and crime.
Yeah, no, not. I didn't think Ben enjoyed it. He got a few kisses in the prison.
And are you a steak guy? You must have tucked in some steak.
Yeah, we did actually. Got a bit immune to all the steaks, to be honest. There were some amazing steaks, especially when out to the restaurants. Some really nice steaks, but yeah, it's basically steak for breakfast, lunch and supper. So.
So we're basically halfway through the season now. How do you expect this Sale team to progress? Because if we're honest, the first half of the season might not be where we would like to be. But going forward, you can certainly see improvements in the team across the board.
Yeah, definitely. And I think one thing that is noticeable is that we're getting better as a team. You know, we're on a bit of a momentum at the minute. We're winning games and we're very happy doing that. And I think going into this season, having such a new squad, it's going to be difficult to learn different people's traits. You know, you've got Faf sprinting around, and yeah. I think everyone's still learning, not only by themselves but as a team.
That's a really good point. Just on that note, I mean, how important is it for you to play with the same players? Because Faf's a great example of someone that you just, I mean, the opposition can't read him, but I imagine he's equally as hard.
He can't read himself either. Yeah. It's huge. You know, we've got quite a small squad. The rotation probably isn't as much as other teams, which is very beneficial to us, especially when we're bringing through the young guys.
I agree.
So you just saw in the LV, we're doing well because everyone's on the same page and everyone's been training together. We've been, you know, with each other for a long time. It's quite a nice atmosphere. So yeah, I think we'll definitely progress as the season goes on, as we learn through each other.
Yeah, do you know? Playing in the back row, do you have a preferred partner? But are there some players in the squad that bring out the best in you? Because you can do one thing and they can do something else.
Yeah, definitely. Like, you know, when you play with Jono and Josh Strauss, you know, you're gonna always get big ball carries. Same with TJ and Cam. So
yeah.
As you get up, you do notice people's traits, and you can learn off them a lot better. You can read them a lot better. So obviously it's easier with Ben and I because we've been training and playing together since we were four, so that's pretty easy playing with him. It is a learning process, especially the back row. You don't necessarily have to have the best players in the world, but you definitely have to. The best thing is to have the combinations and the relationships between each other, because at the end of the day, you've got three people that need to perform a variety of roles. As long as everyone brings something to the party and you can fill all those roles, and it's perfect. So it's, yeah, it's good that we, like, John, I think Jono is a brilliant example of, he can do different roles. Brilliant.
Are you talking about, Josh Ross?
Yeah, no, he's a brilliant example. Line out, brilliant ball carrier, and you could probably bring more breakdown, and everyone's good in defence. So.
Yeah, quietly might be the best season, best signing any Premiership side has made this season.
Yeah, definitely. Week in, week out, he's performing, so it's brilliant to have that sort of guy. Especially when he's talking in the meetings as well.
Yeah.
It's brilliant to hear, brilliant for the squad.
Is that a guy that you go to for a bit of advice? In fact, when was the last time that you went to someone for advice?
It's more like, so we like to discuss things defensively, see what you think, what do you think, is this a good idea, should we start talking about this in the meetings? Just stuff like that. But it's tough when I've not really trained or played. I've not really had that this season, but you know, I've got a variety of coaches, and you know, when you're sitting down watching the clips, you can always rely on everyone to just chip in and what do you think.
That's a good, so like, is the culture when you're watching video to sort, is it constructive help, or is there a little bit of learning by embarrassment?
Yeah, definitely when you mess up, everyone tries to hide that, and most other people try and bring it up.
Just rewind that again.
Yeah, exactly. Obviously there's a bit of that, but you know, I think people realise when you actually do need a helping hand, they'll help out, so it's a good atmosphere to have.
Awesome. And just one last one from me. Going forward, I expect that you'll have a very long and successful career both in Sale and in England, but looking around the Premiership at the moment, England seems to be inundated with young and good back row, yourself, Mercer, yep. Simmons, all those boys. I guess it's tempting to see it as competition, but I guess on the other hand, you must be incredibly excited to know that that group of players is going to progress.
Oh yeah, definitely.
And God knows where it's going to end up.
Yeah, at the first you probably don't want to speak to them when you first meet them.
Yeah.
But that's a natural competitor in you. But then you get to meet them, they're nice guys. And at the end of the day, it's what happens on the field, and it does push you a lot, because you know they're doing something. You can't really take a step back, or you can't step off for a minute. And you know, you might not, it might make you uncomfortable, which is brilliant, but that will make you a better player, and it will make the squad definitely better, because you'll have everyone pushing for positions, and that's what you want for your international side, to be the best they can be. So
awesome. Are you on social media? Can we find your antics somewhere?
What do you mean?
I'm Twitter, quite, yeah, that sort of stuff. Are you?
I'm quite quiet on Twitter, more Instagram.
Let everyone know where we can find it.
I think it's at Tom_Curry 1998.
Or
it might be at Thomas_Curry_7 now.
Come on, you've got to be better at this social media stuff.
I didn't like the 98 because it made me seem young.
You are young. Don't hide it. Right, well, thank you very much. Get well soon. And,
thank you very much.
Yeah, let's see what the future brings.
Perfect, thank you.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing and context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.